Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and this is our healing program tonight. Where we go to the Lightship for healing, you're taken up out of time. And this is the energy that Jesus used 2,000 years ago for healing. So you need to request one particular healing, and we'll be there for probably about 15 minutes. And if you're listening to this program on an archive, then we'll just be giving you peace energy because you must be live on the program for me to take you up to the light ship. So this is our special night here. And if you had your whole lifetime emotional clearing like what Jesus did 2,000 years ago that we have on the website, we're going to have everybody go to the one of the defense fleet ships. You're going to have your own to work and play around with, be there. And you can battle some of the aliens here. We did that on the 8-hour call last Sunday. People loved it. And you're going to feel a lot of white light around you. Remember, the light only comes in when something is in its territory of light. And it's there to help to protect and hold its spiritual integrity from the aliens that are coming into us here. So here we go. So if you have any animals or pets, flower tree garden, just think of them. Going to bring in peace energy into the light being, and it's going to be there throughout this whole program. So if you are listening to an archive, you're going to have wonderful peace energy coming to you. So I'm going to go up right now, and here we go. So one, bring up your pets and animals, two, flower, tree, garden, plants. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we're there now. So you may feel different. You should. You should feel like nothing around you is physically attached to you, corded, and that everything around you is no longer connected to you because you are truly out of time. This is much different than being in the now, which is what we talk about, because being in the now means that you're still on the timeline, but you're not being interfered with that timeline controlling you. So here we go. Let's go to the first healing room, and we're going to go into the room that has the purple energy. Again, request healing. These are all conscious energies for healing. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And you may start to feel the energy around you changing. Again, request your healing. The light only works in the present moment. And so you want to just maybe ask every minute or so for that same particular healing. Because they cannot discern what your problems are because the light does not judge you. And remember, the light never created duality, just the light of the darkness. So let's, for those of you who have had your whole lifetime emotional clearing, we're going to now go into the Creation Lightship Defense Fleet. And you're going to have your own ship to go on to fight the darkness. Remember, this is what the different militaries now are doing. The United States is ahead of this particular program of time travel. So the military people from Vietnam, Korea War, these are all the soldiers that are no longer living. World War II, World War I, and even probably going back a little bit further, along with every other military on the planet, are now fighting aliens. So we're going to be able to go up with them. So need to know more about that. You can maybe ask questions on the fast chat or just tune into some of the previous programs. So here we go, everybody. You've already had your orientation. Remember, when you're out of time, we're in a time-based reality here living that way, but you've already been trained. And we're going out on the defense fleet ships here. And for the people who haven't had a whole lifetime emotional clearing, that's what Jesus did 2,000 years ago to take away the genetic programming that we have. Then we're going to go to another room in the light ship. We're going to go into the silver room, and this is good for healing. So here comes this energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. So you can move your hand up and down a little bit right now. And we're going to be leaving the light ship in three different stages so you can actually feel the gravity change because you are in artificial gravity right now. So here we go. I'm going to go out one-third and just kind of check your hand, moving it up and down here, your arm. Two-thirds out, and now we're out. And now we're going to go out to where the United States military is having battles. And they're also in similar type of ships out there. Remember, they're time traveling back in time. And they're using the UFOs that the light ship has collected every 2,000 years as the darkness would come in. So every 2,000 years is an ascension point. So they're out there with high-tech, revamped alien ships. So here we go. We're alongside of them now, so you may actually see the light coming around you. You're completely in white light right now. And when you see the aliens, they have a chance to go to the light if they wish. A lot of them do not understand free will, free choice. They don't even know what it is. And that's why they're coming into our reality to take us over and to conquer us. This is why we have timelines and parallel lifetimes, plus ship clouds and everything else. But here we go. We're now going into battle here. So you may actually feel yourself watching as the white light leaves your little ship. And what you're in now is there's actually a crew of eight on most of these here that people are in. So you'd be the ninth person. And it looks like you're actually, as I'm reading this energy, the ships that you're in, these are probably about 200 feet across, in case you're wondering. So you can feel the white light being shot out. You can move your fingers a little bit. That's how they work. Also, you can feel maybe a headband on your head as your thoughts and the energy that you're having is actually making the little ships produce white light. The white light, if you were to see it physically, it would blind you. So this is how bright it is here. And if you feel any attacks coming your way, you can actually feel their lasers bouncing off of the little ships that you're in. So it's quite something to look out and to see thousands of light ships battling the aliens right now. And you're dealing with timelines as they control timelines. So here we go. I'll let you experience that. We're going to go do some healing inside. And I'm going to go into the room that has the dolphin energy. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And just request your healing. Another room we're going into. It can be in many places at one time. So even though you're battling them out there, you're also having healings inside the light ship too. And remember, they don't have time, so they can have you many places. This is the way the light works. And we're going into another room. We're going to go into the room that has the turtle energy, since we're dealing with water. And here comes the turtles. So one, two, three, four, and five. And for those of you that like deers, we're going to the room where the deers and the fawns are. Remember, they have to take a light to materialize in order to work with you. So they're taking particular energies that are on this planet here that are specific to the Earth. And here comes the deer energies. Request for healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And you're now going to feel some more of that presence of fighting the aliens out there. And here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Let's go into one of the water rooms. Let's go into the rainbow waterfall room. Different colors are there. We can walk into different particular colors after going into the waterfall. And you can select which one you'd like to have. Just think of a color and you'll be placed there. So here comes this energy down for us to experience. So one, two, three, four, and five. And a lot of people like to go into the centrifuge room. This is where they help to eliminate some of our negative patterns, addictions, different things that we have, mind looping, thinking the same thoughts over and over again. Here we go. So one, two, and the energy is spinning. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And for those of you out on the special light ships here, you're going to have a lot of fun. You might feel the energies as they attempt to hit you with their particular lasers, in a sense. It's quite something when you feel it bouncing off the light ship, and then you just look at them, and they're gone. That's it. That's how simple it works. Typically, to terminate a ship that's the size of the planet here, it'd probably take about 5 minutes, I would guess. So here we go. And there are really big ones out there. Just think how big the moon is and other planets that you see or stars. Those possibly are alien ships or a hologram. Here we go. Going into another room inside the light ship. We're going to go into where they have the rainforest. So again, request healing. You might see or sense a lot of water, a lot of mist, ferns. I'm seeing a lot of butterflies flying around, so I have to bring in the butterfly energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger, and more of the centrifuge energy. This takes with the addiction programs also. Can help you out a little bit. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So when we go to the light ship, these are healings that do work, but a lot of times you need to have a whole lifetime clearing to have the results that you'd like to have, although I have had a lot of miracle healings just by people on the BBS show here, just going up to the light ship on the Saturday calls here. Okay, here we go. More of the rainforest energy coming. So stronger, so it's like dragonflies, stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another location. And we'll go into the room that has some of the masters that have come here. A lot of their teachings have been altered, unfortunately, and turned into religions or, occult type of things. So here we go. I will bring in the first one, which is, I'll just bring in Buddha. This is his initial spirit energy here. So here he comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. You might feel his peaceful energy here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay. And next we're going to go into one final room here. And we'll go into the room that helps release cancer cells that you may have in your body. So again, request healing. Here we go. So bringing this energy in, going into a special room. So if you can notice it, you're walking in front of like a really thin piece of glass that's kind of opaque. And it lights up different colors where the cancer cells are. So if you're able to see that, you can. And here we go. Request your healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And maybe we'll do one more room for the silver energy. So here we go. This is the silver healing energy coming your way. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so we're going to come back to the light ship now, the ones that are out there who've had their whole lifetime emotional healing. So we're going to come back into the main light ship with your little small defense fleet. And you might want to lift your arm up and down a little bit here, and you're going to actually see it changing energies as the gravity changes. So coming back into the light ship, so one, two, start to get heavier now, three, four, and five. Now we're inside the light ship. Okay. So we're thanking all the different doctor teams for working with us tonight. And the ones that went out into the defense fleet ships are also talking with the other light beings that are there. And quite an experience. So here we go. I'm going to be coming back here. Remember, we're out of time. So even though it may feel like a couple of seconds here, you could be out there for hours. So here we go, coming back, and I'll count to five as we come back. Our flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with us, and also our animals and pets. So coming back down, so one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody, we're back. So, Carrie, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, I'm feeling a little... not bewildered, I'm not sure what the word is. Just thinking about what we're doing out there, and Shane has some really interesting comments, and welcome everybody, by the way, and hello to all of you. Thanks for joining us. We have a lot of our usual names and some new ones on the fast chat this evening. So that was a wonderful treat, Ron. Thank you so much, and I'm sure some of you are seeing stuff, and I don't see stuff, but I feel stuff, and I always feel really, really tall, when you do this, Ron. So if anybody would like to call in and let us know your experiences, that would be wonderful. And in the meantime, I'll just read a little of what Shane was writing, which looks really interesting. He's saying that he was seeing a really neat viewing screen on his ship, and Kathy was asking him what did he see on the screen, and so he wrote that it was hard to put into words because there's so much going on, and that there was a zoom mode on the screen, like a huge scope. And he said it looks like the screen was reading timelines. He makes a comment about holograms, and it was a little artificial looking and very weird. And this is so wild, he says. So, yeah, that's really, really interesting. And Truth is asking, Ron, how many dark ETs are there left to fight?
Millions.
Okay.
Remember, each time somebody goes to church and prays, they're bringing them in.
Yeah.
The problem with humanity is humanity itself bringing in the aliens here. People channeling them, everything else. So, you know, it's... you know, even though this might seem kind of counterproductive by going out there fighting them, you know, the light has to do it for ascension. But, you know, we're our own problem here. Remember, the answer is always in the question, and the question always has the answer in it. So, you know, what's people doing here? Why are they bringing in darkness? Why do they not connect with their spirit? Why do they go outside of themselves to get spirituality? Like I say, you just need one book, one page, go within. And remember, all your books in your metaphysical library, if you have any, about anything on metaphysics, will have codes and all those words to bring you into mass consciousness. That's where they came from. Collective mind, mass consciousness, universal mind, whatever you want to call it. The Akashic Records, it's all the same stuff. It's just the way that the dark side can come into you. So if you have a room full of these books... those words are active, even though the book is closed. You have a book laying around maybe for 10 years. That thing is still active and transmitting stuff to you through those words. That's why we have a clearing on the website. Mainly it's for we have one for hexes, spells, and curses, and one for objects, and, you know, things like that. So you want to definitely... get rid of your books, because it's going to have special codes in them brought in because somebody had to write the book. And where do they get the information from? You know, just to go a step further, you know, people wonder why could there be Bible codes in the Bible, you know? Why are there events in there that they can figure out now with a computer and use hindsight to find out what's happening? And I'm sure all the governments are using that same technology for the future to see what's going to happen. So, you know, that's a very simple thing to look at, because there's information in there, and you don't know that, and you don't know how to figure out what's going on. Just because somebody writes a book, could have a lot of weird stuff in there. And whoever gets the book, it's being transmitted to them. So, anyway, we have that object and signs and object clearing, which can help you to get these things off of you, but it won't necessarily clear all the books in your library, because once you have it in there, then those energies are still active, and you want to just get rid of the book, or, you know, your hundreds of books. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So if anyone would like to call in, I would suggest, let's see, probably trying line 3 under the little play button on the BBS website, and that number is 530-413-4522, and then there's a toll-free number if you're in the U.S. or Canada, and that's 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. So let's see, we have quite a few thank yous, Ron, from people for taking us out and taking us up. Maybe you want to just explain why it is that you need to have the whole life emotional clearing before you're able to take us out for the fighting part of the experience in the ship.
Mainly because your body would be too dense.
Okay.
And when you have that whole lifetime clearing, the body gets lightened up a lot. So that's the whole reason, because you're actually too dense to go out.
Okay. So let's see. What do we have in the way of questions today? Let's see. Janice has a question. Can we timeline crash them before they get here? That probably is about the ETs that Truth was asking about before. Can we timeline crash them before they get here?
Well, typically the timelines are with emotional issues. And so, yes, you know, if you do have an issue of something and you're not abducted on that timeline quite yet, yeah, you could crash the timelines that would possibly connect you to it in the future. So, yes, I would say that would be correct. You know, it's kind of like going fishing, you know, and you're the fish. And so are you going to bite the, you know, the bait now or later on? Or how are they going to hook you? You know, are they going to, you know, I won't get into too much on fishing, but anyway, you know, the poor fish. Anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Shane has a question about, I guess, when we were up there with you. He's asking, how do you slow down time to have so much happen so quickly down here in relation to being down here?
Okay, down here, the aliens slow the time. They're in control of time. So they're in control of your movie script. Remember, sometimes, you know, remember, it's hard to get rid of the word time because it's in our vocabulary so much. And so what you have is different days, you may be in a different movie theater, and the props are up, and you're playing a different script. And it could be slower or faster. This is why some people just say, man, I can't get anything done today. Or maybe, you know, typically they get 5 phone calls, and maybe the phone call is only 5 minutes apiece, but somehow it takes up the whole day. And you go, man, I only talked to 5 people, and, you know, I got to work at 9, and now it's like, you know, 3:30, and I'm going to be leaving maybe in an hour and a half or something like that. And what happened? You know? And I only talked to, you know, 5 people, which is 25 minutes in length. And that's all that I can remember doing. Well, that's because the aliens are in control of your time. They brought the time-based reality in here. Remember, you're living in time. In the light, there's no such thing as time. The light never created time, never created duality, never created darkness. So it's difficult to get out of time, because you have to drop into your heart to do so. Now, when you do that, then you're out of time. But most people don't even know what that is. Very unfortunate. And if everybody did do the mind-to-heart drop and got rid of their emotions, but mainly just the mind-to-heart drop, which is very simple, you probably would not have anybody being angry with anybody else around you. So we'll do that right now for everybody. And this you can do yourself by just count from 10 to 1 backwards. Only because people like to feel the energy of their mental thoughts dropping down in their body. That's why I count from 10 to 1. Here we go. So think of an elevator dropping down, and the first floor when we go to there will be your heart center. This is where your spirit resides. So here we go. And your spirit has to command your thoughts to do this also. If you just do it without commanding your spirit, then you're going to be going into the heart energy of the darkness, because the darkness created false light. This is what all the churches have in it, is false light. Here we go. Dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So, if you think a thought now, if you can think of a thought, you won't have any. And you won't have a negative or positive one, because when you're in your heart center, the light doesn't judge, which means that people who say they're channeling the light, you know, talking to angels or whatever, you can't. It's impossible. That's why the light does not channel through anybody. So that may ruffle some feathers out there, but that's the fact, because it's non-judgmental energy. It can't. It'd be impossible. But you can have your own experience just by dropping into your heart to feel that peace energy. That's all that light is peace. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right. Shane has another question about when we're on the ships, and he's asking, how do we turn into light beings on the ships?
Okay, what they do is put space holders in you to take up where your spirit is not.
Oh.
But you're there physically. You're up there with your body that you have right now. Part of you that is not completely in the light, then they leave that energy in quarantine and they put space holders in you. And then that makes up the body. I think we have a caller, so somebody out there?
Yeah. Is anybody on the line?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Corianne. How are you?
Good, thank you. I wanted to call in, and normally Ron wants us to ask him a question, but I've been out there battling this evening with the 18, and would like to ask Ron if he has any questions. There is so much going on, and I want, to the best of my ability from my heart center, to answer any of his questions that he thinks might be the best to share.
Sure.
Yeah, if you want to just mention to people what you experienced, if you felt the anti-gravity once you left the light ship, what you saw possibly, maybe you saw some of the alien ships, maybe you've seen some Arcturian or Pleiadian ships. I don't know. Normally, I don't look for the particular races because there's so many of them. But you know, maybe one of them had their banner on it. I don't know. You know. So, yeah. If you want to just describe what it felt like, that'd be great.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Basically, I did feel the gravity change, and I usually feel it before Ron says it, so then that sort of validates that it's for real, it's not just my imagination. And this, we're verging on new new territory here. This is not common mainstream, as you know. It's not something that you can really share with everyone because you don't want to upset them and cause more conflict in their lives. But if someone asks you, you have to be willing to stand up to the plate and tell them from your heart what's real. So that's my reason this evening. And I'm too far out there to be worried about fear and I'm going to get attacked because of doing this. It's just that's not even in my thought realm. So when you're out here, there's no fear. It's amazing. When you're in your ship and you know you have the light, the fear is gone. The we've heard it said many times that science fiction is fiction is stronger than nonfiction is stronger than fiction. Or fiction is stronger than nonfiction. Truly, you, in getting rid of the time thought on it, you just go with what your heart. There's a different time element involved in the heart. It's the now, and it encompasses every now in the now. This is what I'm getting when I'm out there. So that way, it doesn't matter whether I'm out there 5 minutes, as Ron said. We did handle the battle in 4 minutes and 50 seconds, by the way, Ron. I was just looking at my time. They call it something different. It's not a clock. It's a little meter that it's in front of your little space, in front of your gear where you maneuver the aircraft. And it indicates the different time elements. I don't want to use the word time, the different segments of the now. So it's very interesting. One could probably calculate that and find out how many nows are in now, but I'm not going to go there. Basically, what happened today, we surrounded, and I saw my other team members. I could tell their names right now, but I'm not sure they want to be told, but they know if they were there. And the guy, Lance, who had just put something on the chat line, he's absolutely right. We were handling timelines. The Pacific timeline to which we surrounded, we surrounded it three-fourths because the timeline went way back with different alien ships lining up, putting a new one in sequence consistently. So what I saw was we were crashing the satellite timeline crash. And it kind of branched off a little bit in segments to the dark cloud thing, but I'm not sure how that is really connected. But we were mainly, and we handled that timeline all the way back. It's sort of like you see a snake. You look all the way back to the end where you don't see the tail of the snake anymore. You don't see the head of the snake. So it's gone. It was totally gone. And then we were switched over to the conference room, what I call a conference room, the CONF room, where we discussed what was the next thing to handle. And Ron mentioned that the timelines are connected to emotions, and we know that, many of us. And it's true. The next one they're handling now, whether we're there or not, they're handling the emotional timeline of longevity, of the death sequence, because they're trying to get as many people into the dark as they can right now. And so the death barcodes are coming up a lot more, and even if one has cleared them, they're trying to put more in so they can get more people for 10, 12. And when you look at the stuff, you get it and you don't get it in sentences. You just get the whole concept. It's just like if you were walking into a room and you said you have five seconds to surmise what went on. You walk through that room and out, and then you got everything that you need to know. That's how it works. It's hard to describe, as Lance said. It's really hard to describe this. So, Ron, thank you for that experience. That's what was real for me, and I'm so glad.
Okay, great. Yeah, there's a lot there that goes on.
Oh, I know, and it's not to be overwhelming, and I'm so glad I had the opportunity. It's just, like I said, one simple thing at a time, listening to your directions. And each direction
the
goes off
out there, like,
many,
you know,
different.
Kind of like, you know, having, you know, you've seen those big gumball machines, you know? Maybe like 2.5-3 foot in diameter, and you put your money in and turn the handle, and gumball drops down. Well, that's kind of the way they're lined up, the aliens to come in to get us, you know, on the timeline. So as you get rid of one of them,
one thing, Ron, you were asking if they identified themselves. They're all different shades of dark. That's all I can say. They're too embarrassed to say who they are. This is what's going on. There's something going on that there's some consciousness level coming up for them. That, like you said, a so above, so below, and that sort of thing. Maybe they're getting tired of their own game. I'm not saying we should stop being alert and prepared or anything like that. We should continue on getting our healings and clearings. But there's different shades, and they're heavy. Their equipment is like these, you know, it's like holding a light iPod in your hand as opposed to holding a big, heavy computer in your hand. These guys, all their stuff is heavy. It's all metal-like. It's all dark shades of metal. It's heavy. The light ship is so light, it's like the feeling is I could probably hold it in my hand if I was big enough. But the point is it's light. There's not only L-I-G-H-T, there's that definition of light, but definition of it meaning less weight. And that may have something to do with us as we get blockages out. Our own light body becomes the light body, more or less like the ship, like the light ship. We're not heavy. That's all I have to say, Ron. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Well, you're welcome. Yeah, and what you're talking about, you see, the light has no judgment, doesn't store anything, doesn't have thoughts. So that's why it's so light. And the darkness, the aliens out there that are trying to control you have all these programs running in them. And that's why they're so heavy. And because of the programs of judgment. Remember, you know, as they connect to you with a certain judgment, they have that themselves, much like we have here, as above, so below. So if you're dealing with an issue yourself, you will draw people to you, physical people, with that same issue. Well, that's the way they are, too. They have that issue. So that's why they abduct you, to take more energy from you. So it's very kind of interesting. I appreciate you sharing there, because it gives a perspective that, people like to hear. And some people may be listening, wondering what's going on, and I don't have to explain all this stuff. Because the ones that get it, and quite interesting. You know, when Jesus came here, he couldn't save everybody. He only wanted the ones that, were able to understand, and that's basically it. Because you have to get rid of these judgments out of you to have the light ship take you back into wholeness. Otherwise, they try to find you. And that's what they're doing now, and that's what we're doing, is battling these things. So we'll be putting up a new timeline crash. I think it's probably in the test mode right now. So I would guess maybe a few days. Could even be up tomorrow. Anyway, I have to go over it and look at it. But you'll have a lot of issues, and you must do the first timeline crashings for your emotional issues for probably a month or two before you come into this one. So if you haven't done any on emotional issues and haven't done your whole lifetime emotional clearing, that's what you need to do. You must do those first. And then from there you can advance yourself into the new advanced clearing, which has probably about 30 different issues that you can deal with. And it'll be quite something to move you ahead a lot quicker and faster to get rid of timelines. So, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Victoria Ann. That was really interesting.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys. Good night.
Thanks. Good night.
Thank you.
So before we get to any questions, I just wanted to point out that that Ed has put a link on the Fast Chat. I'm assuming, Ed, the rumor mill news goes to your articles. Or I'm wondering, actually, if you want people to just Google you under Mr. Oxygen and find them there. But one or the other, if you guys can check them out. Ed's been writing a lot of interesting articles about what's been going on with the military stuff that Ron talks about on the shows. So if you want to get some more information on that, check out Ed's website or the rumormillnews.com. So, let's have a look. Amy is saying that she was still feeling a lot of electric energy, I guess, in her body, and was wondering if male light beings were doing a lot of activity, or if that's what she was feeling, Ron, do you know?
Boy, that's a good question. Let me look here. So I guess the question is, was there any females out there or just males? There's also non-gender. No, it's across the board. It's both, all three.
Okay.
So they're all out there to get back the parts of light. That's what they're doing. So, you know, some people may look at it as a war. No, it is a war, but it's the light getting back its pieces that the darkness has stolen. And that's why they're battling. Plus, the darkness doesn't want the light to come forward to do ascension. And that's why they're here so heavy with the different prophecies now. You know, the 2012 one's a big one. It's probably going to be 11-11-11. That'll be probably very, very big to abduct people. And so, all those are bad. Remember, it started off with the New Age movement back, I think, in 87 with the harmonic convergence. That was the main thing that kicked stuff off for most people to kind of get aware spiritually. Remember, they wanted to bring in peace energy to the planet. That's what the whole thing was, I believe. And so by doing so, they connected more aliens here, thinking that you weren't already peaceful. And so whenever you bring anything in from outside yourself, then it's going to be... I think we have a caller on. So we have a caller on again?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron.
Okay, hi, Larry.
Hi, Siri. Yeah, I was interested in going on the defense ship and going out into battle there. And the hardest part when we got in the ship and out in space and felt the gravity, the light gravity, the hardest part was to discern the difference between the soldier ships and the light defense ships and also the alien ships. And right away we could see circular view all around us and top and bottom. And the light destroyed a ship at the bottom of us, and then I think it destroyed a few in the front. But then it was just we were using all our energy up trying to discern what ship was which, and then we had to send light rays out to find out, the soldier ship here, the light ship here, the enemy ship here. So we just got out of there. It was too hard. We just got in the middle of the battle zone field, and then three ships attacked us, and the light just took all three out in the right front, and then the left rear. They attacked us almost simultaneously, and the light took those three out also. And then at about that time, we were discerning halfway decent. The dark ships are attacking us, and the light ships are just there in their orbit, and the soldier ships are there too. And we could kind of trying to discern one from the other. We were halfway there at discerning who was who, and trying to condition ourselves to the situation, and then Ron called us back in at that time.
Great, Larry. So, yeah, so if you do, if you're out there in battle and you do shoot at a ship that's a light ship, it won't affect it because it's already light. And so light that will not affect light.
Uh-huh.
So that's one way to look at it. But, yeah, sometimes, remember, the light of the darkness is very deceiving. And
uh-huh.
So the
uh-huh.
scanners on the little light ships will be able to discern what's what typically too. Remember those there's star maps here you can pull down. There's it's like a big visor. Instantaneously you get your information because you're out of time. It's just quite something to see what's there. You know, it would make our radar that we have here, you know, look like kindergarten stuff. So it's quite something. And that same the same systems are available in the alien crafts that the light ship has captured at different ascension points. Remember, the ascension has been going on for a long time. And
uh-huh.
so there's been a lot of UFOs put in, like, mothballs, you know, in storage. And so now they're being used, and they were just upgraded. So it's not as if they're getting an older UFO that's probably, you know, 40,000 years old. You know, that's an old beater, you know. One that has pedals on it, you know. So they're all upgraded, and, you know, because they need to get a form to work with. So they're all very high-tech.
Well, it was kind of funny that one of the light ships shot a light ray into our ship, and there was some flight controls, and immediately they were remodified and recalibrated and adjusted, and that was it. And it was just happened in a few seconds. But they were redeveloping our ship flight control instruments, too, like that.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot goes on. It's quite something to have that experience. So it's great that you can see, Larry. It's quite wonderful that, you know, I'm sure everybody listening to you, that was maybe in those who couldn't see. You know, it's very nice to have people talk about it because it's it is real. So.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah. Yeah, you just feel like you just have to see it because it's you're on the line. Your life is on the line here. You just have to see and be aware and know what's going on because it's there. It's sort of I don't want to say intense, but it's very intriguing to. Be completely aware because everybody's life seems to be on the line there.
Yep. And if anybody does happen to get killed for some reason, which does happen off and on, then the light ship will actually rematerialize them over again.
Uh-huh.
But they had to do to all the soldiers initially when they went out, the first group of them, which was, I don't know, a couple thousand went out, and all of a sudden, one night, I got that this is like horrific, you know. And that's when the two military people came to me who needed some help because we had to actually bring back to life, 2,000 or whatever soldiers that came from the future because they just got massacred instantly.
Wow.
Kind of be like using, a slingshot against, you know, the atomic bomb, you know. That's the way that they had technology from, you know, like 2100, basically, but the aliens had some stuff from way into the future, so it made them look like, that they didn't have a chance. So anyway, that's when the light ship stepped in.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yep. So everything is. Remember, if any of those soldiers, even the ones that are out there fighting, this goes across all the soldiers on this planet. That anybody who was in boot camp probably is out there. And they're probably not living today, but remember, they stop time and transport them into the future. This is how it works. And we all know about time travel. Just think of Stargate, you know, on TV and stuff. But, everything is transmitted into the future. All these people during their training, because time is stopped, because they know how to control the timeline. And from there, they're doing what they're doing now, and then when they get done, they'll be brought back to maybe boot camp or whatever, and then they'll go on with their human life in the process. So thank you for calling, Larry.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Okay. So, everybody, got about 5 minutes to go here. We got our wonderful 8-hour program tomorrow, starting at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So if you're interested in having some aliens that live inside of you taken away, I shouldn't say some, there's quite a few, maybe thousands, we do that on these 8-hour calls, and you feel better. So, and if you want to have a sample, just go to the Creation Lightship website, creationlightship.com, go to the top, the drop-down box, and you see two that say aliens on it, and click on those, and we do, I did some sample shows a long time ago, getting rid of aliens that live inside of you. So, this is what we do, get them out, and the more they're out of you, the better you feel, because they're taking your energy. They can die in you, have poisons. You know, we do a lot of these sample healings on the other programs, so if you're brand new to the program here, go to the archives, and probably go back, a couple of weeks, since we have four shows a week, they're all pretty impactful with what's happening. For most people, like I say, it takes probably half a dozen to a dozen shows that kind of catch on to what we're doing. And this is the light working with you. It's here to help you. And, you know, it just needs people to wake up. And it's all the teachings of Jesus, very simple. Go within. And you have to get rid of your densities inside of your body for ascension. But the aliens are very strong this time around. Like in Jesus' time, it was much, much simpler. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and if you haven't been on, didn't get on last Sunday, and you'd like, there are two more Sundays of Ron's 8-hour intensives. You can come on at any point in the month. So even though Ron is a little into these, you can still take part and send Ron an email at creationlightship@yahoo.com, or I believe just go onto the website and pay directly there. Do they need to email you also, Ron, if they haven't started at the beginning of the three Sundays?
Yeah, it would be good just to know if they're coming on, yeah.
Okay.
And also, we got the water charging up, so for the people who have been on last week, or last month, I should say, just change the month on it, on the user's name, I believe, and go on there, and you can get water activated now. So, I guess we'll probably sign off here. So, thank you, Carrie, and hope
you all
enjoyed this evening here at the healing. So, we'll say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.